Are we witnessing the weirdest moment in economic history? We're witnessing a lot going on with this economy, such as Urban Outfitters CEO says the retail carnage proves the bubble has burst. But anyways, let's get into this article. It is an unfortunate reality that most people tend to be oblivious to massive sea changes in geopolitics and economics. You would think that these events would catch the immediate attention of everyone as they happen, but usually it is not until they realize that the microcosm of their personal lives is subject to the consequences of the macrocosm that they wake up and take notice. Apologies, I figured I'd zoom in so we could all read it. It was tiny. There are, however, ways to train yourself to pick up on signals within the news cycle and within political and financial rhetoric. Signals that indicate a great shift is perhaps on the way. Sometimes these initial signs are subtle. Sometimes they are as subtle as a feminist slut walk. I would point out that over the next few months, there are dangerous correlations so numerous and blatant in the economic sphere that I would almost rather watch a marching gaggle of frumpy feminists wearing nothing but electrical tape than bear witness to the mayhem that is about to strike the unwitting public. What am I talking about? Well, let's go through the list. Federal Reserve meeting on March 14th through the 15th. As my readers well know, or know well, I have been warning since before the election that the Fed would use a Trump presidency as an opportunity to pull the plug on near zero interest rates and remove a primary pillar supporting stock markets, stock buybacks made possible by free overnight loans to numerous banks and corporations. Without QE and low interest rates, the equities bubble will inevitably implode. Corporate earnings certainly aren't holding up stocks, neither is GDP or consumer spending. The Fed is the only determining factor of the ongoing bull market. Anyone who claims otherwise is probably a mainstream analyst or overzealous day trader with a vested interest in keeping the illusion going. It is not surprising to me at all that the rate hike odds for March have been increased by mainstream analysts to 90% in the span of a week. I don't know why anyone uses these arbitrary odds as an indicator of anything. I've been receiving emails all month asking me if I still believe the Fed will hike rates while the odds are so low. Look, the Fed does not make decisions at these meetings. They make decisions months in advance, and the meetings are window dressing. Too many people operate under the delusion that the central bank wants to continue propping up stocks, which is why they cannot grasp why the Fed would raise rates. In reality, the stage has been perfectly set to allow the bubble to implode. When the elites have a perfect scapegoat, they use it, and conservative moments represent that perfect scapegoat today. The important thing to remember, though, is the timing of this particular meeting. U.S. debt ceiling suspension ends on March 15th. So in case you weren't tracking the economic situation 2 years ago, the U.S. government almost went bust, in a sense, in 2015. The debt ceiling sets limits on how much the government can borrow to fund itself, and that limit was hit hard under the Obama administration after he managed to nearly double the national debt during his tenure. Congress passed legislation to allow borrowing to continue until March 2017, and of course, much of that capital was borrowed from the Federal Reserve, which, of course, creates it out of thin air. With the return of the debt ceiling, the question is, will Congress be able to extend and delay again? With Trump running on a platform of fiscal responsibility, can they extend again? Do they even want to, or is this an engineered crisis event? Once again, the timing of all this is a little odd. The Fed is raising rates into the first year of the Trump presidency, leaving equities increasingly open to destabilization. In addition, the government might not be able to continue borrowing from them, or there will be a renewed extension, but the cost of borrowing will run much higher. In either case, this month seems to pronounce the beginning of something, a considerable move away from the standard operating procedures that the elites have been using for the past several years. With such changes come consequences, always. Formal initiation of Brexit on March 15th. French elections start on April 23rd and they end May 7th. Potential Italian election move on April 30th. German federal election is held on September 24th. If you thought 2016 was weird, I suggest you get comfortable with the surreal, because it is not going away anytime soon. 2017 is a veritable treasure trove of falling elevators, and I haven't even covered half of the issues facing the economy this year. But what about the macro analysis? To To summarize it, it seems to me that many of these events, stacked so closely together, are not coincidental in their timing. As I've noted in articles such as The Economic Endgame Explained, globalists have been openly planning for decades to set in motion a vast financial overhaul and the launch of a single global economy and currency, the seeds being planted starting in 2018. If this is still their timeline, then it would follow that they would need a series of fiscal earthquakes designed to shake up the old world order, to make way for a new world order. This is rather interesting, because if you look at the multipolar timeline, it's kind of lining up with what he's saying here. It's really interesting, because we've just entered into this multipolar world where we have brand new superpowers, and everybody is at each other's throats already. So anyways, you guys know we don't go off predictions and things like that. And I've been trying to tell everybody, look, you need to stop worrying about the imminent doom at this very millisecond. What you need to do is look at the long game, because that's what the elites are playing. The author who wrote this post is the same author that predicted Trump would be president. He's been pretty spot on with this. So now we're looking at this. And of course, he's saying 2018 is when the seeds will be planted, starting in 2018. That actually lines directly up with a multipolar world order, as we've been going through. We're in phase three. Of course, it's just going to keep getting more and more chaotic. And things are just speeding up. Now, with this, Urban Outfitters CEO says retail carnage proves the bubble has burst. If you think there are too many stores out there, the CEO of Urban Outfitters agrees with you. On a conference call to discuss the company's poor fourth quarter performance, CEO Richard Hain likened the retail industry's current travails to the housing bubble of the 2000s. That burst painfully for the whole economy. Now, Michael Snyder, who is another author that we've been, he does the Economic Collapse blog. We've been reading a lot of what he's saying about, of course, the retail apocalypse that we're witnessing right now. And now you've got Urban Outfitters, the CEO of Urban Outfitters is coming out and saying something similar, that the bubble's burst. Stores, particularly those focused on apparel, are grappling with drops in foot traffic in the order of 6% a year, and an increasingly promotional environment as consumers shift spending away from clothing, the surfeit of which has made it a commodity. That, coupled with years of overbuilding, has led to dismal comparable sales results for specialty clothing stores and department stores in particular. Now, I just want to mention something else real quick here. We're seeing similarities in both politics and the economy of things that took place right before the Great Depression. The first person that says the economy will never collapse, literally, just go over news stories from today or the past few years and look at what took place right before the Great Depression. There's a stark similarity. A very stark. Now, very soon, we're going to be releasing the next episode in the Club of Rome series. You're going to want to see it. It's all about exposing the special interests. And so much more. So much more is within this series. Make sure you become a member and support us at ChristianTruther.com. I want to thank you all for watching and listening. God bless you and carry on. You